Kids who lack direction can be a bit of a handful. Some might say that they're big trouble. In the mid to late 18th century, that trouble's name was Jean-François Pilatre de Rosier. He'd been born in 1754 in Metz, France, to a soldier turned innkeeper and his wife. Through his life, Rosier lacked the drive to push himself. After he'd reached college age, he dropped out of several universities simply due to boredom and rebelliousness. But during that time, he also developed an interest in the sciences, namely experimental physics, chemistry, and pharmaceuticals. Surprisingly, this academic iconoclast became a professor and rose to prominence for his rather memorable lectures. His science wasn't always sound, but he knew how to put on a good show, which earned him numerous speaking positions across Paris. One such talk saw Rosier inhale a combination of 9 parts hydrogen and 1 part oxygen before inhaling all of that gas through a straw toward a lit candle. The explosion that ensued caused one witness to fear that his teeth had been carried away. But the man had survived, along with his preoccupation with air. He went on to invent a filtration system that worked like scuba gear to help workers breathe in dangerous environments. He also worked on a government-sponsored project to help lower the pollution levels in Paris's own air. So it was no surprise that Rosier, a man fascinated with risk, spectacle, and the Earth's gaseous atmosphere, gravitated toward hot air ballooning. It was a field that was only rising in popularity, no pun intended, thanks in large part to the men like the Montgolfier brothers. Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier had actually invented the hot air balloon, first launching it in 1783 with a duck, a sheep, and a rooster on board. And Rosier had been the man to collect and examine the animals once they had returned safely to Earth. So when the time came for human trials, rather than let the Montgolfiers hog all the glory, Rosier himself volunteered to fly. He joined François Laurent on November 21st of 1783 on the first manned hot air balloon flight. The balloon had been made of paper and silk by the Montgolfiers. By the time it landed 25 minutes later, it had traveled about 5.5 miles at a peak altitude of 500 feet. The endeavor had caused Rosier's fame to skyrocket, or should I say, balloon. He could have stopped there, resting on his laurels and going down in history as a pioneer of balloon aviation. But Rosier wanted more. He'd grown up quite a bit from the aimless wanderer he'd been in his youth, and now had sampled the freshest air he had ever tasted. And he wanted more. Unfortunately, Rosier's efforts were less Herculean and more, well, Icarus-like. Now that hot air ballooning had been established as a viable method of transportation, the race was on to lengthen the time in the air from 20 minutes to several hours. Long-distance travel was the name of the game, and Rosier fancied himself a player to make it happen. And so he got to work on a new flight plan, this one involving a balloon filled with hydrogen. You know, the same gas that he used to spit at open flames in his classroom. His goal was to be the first to cross the English Channel, but he didn't make it. Two men had beat him to it, Jean-Pierre Blanchard from France and an American named Dr. John Jeffries. Still, Rosier wanted to try it for himself. He built his own balloon for the task. It was actually two balloons, with an upper one that used hydrogen and a bottom one that used a normal fire-fueled air system. On Wednesday, June 25th of 1785, Rosier, along with his companion Pierre Romain, set off for the wild blue yonder. Rosier, in particular, had his head in the clouds long before he'd even left the ground. He was famous. He had just invented a new kind of hot air balloon, and his beloved fiancée, Susan Dyer, was waiting for him on the other side. The two would be wed almost immediately upon his landing. Once they were in the air, it took only half an hour for Rosier and Romain to reach an altitude of 1,700 feet. And remember, they were in a double hot air balloon, where one balloon was powered by fire and the other was filled with hydrogen. Not exactly the peanut butter and chocolate combination that often leads to success. Suddenly, the wind kicked up a spark from the hot air balloon's furnace up toward the top balloon, the one filled with hydrogen. Its taffeta fabric caught fire, and, well, Rosier was now faced with a much larger version of his classroom experiment. The top balloon went up in flames in seconds, and without the hydrogen there to keep them aloft, the whole apparatus plummeted to the earth below. A letter published the following day in a local newspaper reported that the bodies had fallen perpendicular to the ground. Basically, the men landed on their feet, shattering the bones in their legs and thighs, and dying on impact. And Rosier's fiance, Susan Dyer, passed away shortly after. By some accounts, it was only 8 days later. Others claim that she passed a few months after the fall. And the cause varied from taking her own life to her broken heart simply giving up. Rosier was only 31 years old when it happened. Romaine had only been in his late 20s. But they were the first ever humans to die from a new kind of accident. And he made history that day in a way he had never expected. He'd not only become the first man to fly, but also one of the first to fall. Lore Bites are a perk offered to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes of Lore Bites each Wednesday morning. This episode of Lore was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with research by Jenna Rose Nethercutt, and writing by Harry Marks, with music by Chad Lawson. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.